This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Good Friday, April 14th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. For years, the Sudanese Christian Church has encountered church demolitions, property confiscations, and unjust imprisonments at the hands of Sudanese authorities, reports the American Center for Law and Justice. But now, things are getting even worse. The Khartoum Sudan Court just dismissed a case that would have prohibited the Sudanese government from demolishing at least 25 churches in that capital city. After demolishing the churches, the Islam-controlled government will sell the land off to the highest bidder. The wisdom of Proverbs warns of such injustices. Do not move an ancient landmark or enter the fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is strong. He will plead their cause against you. Proverbs 23:10. Sweden's appeals court ruled Wednesday that pro-life nurse Eleanor Grimmark must assist in abortions if she wants to keep her job. Grimmark has been fighting the pro-life battle for 3 years since she was first laid off from a hospital for refusing to kill babies. Abortion was first legalized in Sweden under certain conditions back in 1938 and further liberalized in 1974. Jesus said that the poor will hear the gospel preached to them. Evangelical churches are growing in Brazil's poorest regions, according to a report from Thomas Reuters Foundation. Many of Brazil's 40 million and growing Protestants come from the favela, the slum settlements in the larger cities. A pastor named Antonio said, quote, "The government does not help us, so God is the only option for the poor," unquote. Psalm 20, verse 7 says, "Some trust in horses and some in chariots, but we will trust in the Lord our God." Yesterday, the United States dropped the largest non-nuclear bomb ever used in war on an ISIS facility in Afghanistan. Its official name is Massive Ordnance Air Blast Bomb, or MOAB, but it is nicknamed the Mother of All Bombs. It weighs 10 tons and costs $16 million to produce. President Donald Trump has signed a bill passed by Congress that would allow states to withhold Title X federal funding from abortion providers like Planned Parenthood. The law effectively reverses an order signed by President Barack Obama last year that prohibited such inaction on the part of the states. As I mentioned yesterday, Planned Parenthood has named Hillary Clinton as their champion of the century, and they will present her with the award at the organization's centennial anniversary in New York City on May 2nd. At another Planned Parenthood Awards banquet several years ago, Hillary Clinton spoke very highly of the organization's founder.
"I admire Margaret Sanger enormously, her courage, her tenacity, her vision."
Sanger's vision was largely formed around the theory of eugenics and the elimination of what she called, quote, "human weeds," unquote. America's most popular fast food restaurant for teens is, you guessed it, Chick-fil-A. A survey conducted by Piper Jaffray found the pro-family restaurant beat out the more liberal Starbucks coffee chain for first place among teenage children. As many families come together to celebrate Resurrection Sunday this weekend, Christian producer Bill Hyde has released a short film called The Lost Secrets of Easter. Hyde says it's important to remember the real meaning of this day that has been celebrated by Christian churches since the first century.
"And I talk about the implications of this, why it's so important. We can look at what Paul did with this resurrection story, especially in Acts 17. You can see how he presented it in very straight lines, as you say. And look, Athenians, there were Stoics, there were Epicureans. Here's the story. There's this personal God. He created the world. Then there's this breach. He sent his son. Then his son rose again from the dead."
Hyde reminded Christians that the resurrection of Christ is the great hinge point in all of human history.
"Easter is this hinge upon which all of history turns. So all of history past it points towards it, and, you know, in shadow form, and that's a long, long conversation. But then you've got the event. He sends his son rises, and then it also points to the future. So there's this eschatological side of it too, where, okay, like Schaefer said, right? How then shall we live? We're in a different army. We've got Jesus Christ as our captain. Francis Drake always said that, right? And so, okay, what are the new marching orders? So it's got this implication for the future, and there's nothing more important than this day.
The film is available at the website thelostsecretsofeaster.com. 52 Republican House members have signed a letter urging President Donald Trump to issue a religious liberties executive order. The word on the street is that the president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, is influencing her father on social issues. She recently participated in a well-publicized friendly meeting with Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards. Known by many Christians as the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, the father of 12 children, has joined the Greek Orthodox Church. Recently, Hanegraaff has come under fire by Ken Ham of Answers in Genesis for advocating, quote, many secular humanistic ideas like long-age geology and the Big Bang, unquote. On this holy day, when we remember the sacrifice that Jesus made for us on that cruel cross, we cite Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Good Friday, April 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we produce the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.